The rest of Michael's shirt and both of Sonia's had been pressed into service as emergency bandages, and layers of duct tape had been wrapped around and around them, sealing them into place around both arms, over his belly, and around one leg. Murphy hissed and went over to him, her voice raw.
Jared.
Jared?
Dresden,
Kincaid gasped.
Dresden.
They laid him down, and I shambled over. I managed not to fall down on him as I knelt beside him. I'd seen him wounded before, but it hadn't been as bad as this. He'd used the tape the same way, though. I checked. Sure enough, there was a roll of tape hanging from a loop on Kincaid's equipment harness. Just like the vampire lair, I said quietly.
No claymores here, Kincaid said. Should have had claymores.
He shook his head and blinked his eyes a couple of times, trying to focus them.
Dresden. Not much time. The girl. They got out with her. She's alive.
I grimaced and looked away. His bloody hand shot out and seized the front of my coat.
Look at me,
I did. I expected rage, hate, and blame. All I got was a look of just desperate, desperate fear.
Go after them. Bring her back. Save her.
Kincaid, I said softly.
Swear it,
he said. His eyes went out of focus for a second, then glittered coldly.
Swear it, or I'm coming for you. Swear it to me, Dresden.
I'm too damn tired to be scared of you, I said. Kincaid closed his eyes.
She doesn't have anybody else. No one.
Murphy knelt down by Kincaid across from me. She stared at me for a moment and said quietly, Jared, rest. He's going to help her. I traded a faint, tired smile with Murphy. She knows me.
But,
Kincaid began. She leaned down and kissed his forehead, blood and all. Hush. I promise. Kincaid subsided, or passed out, one of the two. Dresden, get out of the way, guard said in a patient voice. Don't tell me you're a doctor, I said. I've seen more battlefield injuries than any bonesaw flourishing mortal hack, guard said. Move. Harry, Murph said, her voice tight, please. I creaked to my feet and shambled over to Michael and Sonia, who stood looking out at the dolphins and the little whales in the big pool. The water level had dropped 7 or 8 feet, and the residents were giving the newly inundated area of the pool a wide berth. If the presence of the rotting thing behind me made the water feel anything like the air was starting to smell, I couldn't blame them. He looks pretty bad, I told them. Michael shook his head, his eyes distant. It isn't his time yet. I spocked an eyebrow and gave him a look. Sonia gave him one very nearly as dubious as mine. Michael glanced at me and then back out at the water. I asked. I said quietly. Sonia smiled faintly and shook his head. I glanced at him. Still agnostic, huh? Some things I'm willing to take on faith, Sonia said with a shrug. Lucio took down 2, I told Michael. What's the count? I didn't need to be any more specific than that. Sonia's grin broadened. That is the good news. I turned to face Sonia. Those assholes just carried off a child that they planned to torture into accepting a fallen angel, I said quietly. There isn't any good news. The big Russian's expression sobered. Good is where you find it, he said seriously. 11, Michael said quietly. I blinked at him. What? 11, he replied. 11 of them fell here today. Judging from the wounds, Kincaid killed 5 of them. Captain Lucio killed 2 more. Sonia and I caught a pair on the way out. One of them was carrying a bag with the coins of those who had already fallen.